I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Oregon has just named the state's 7th Poet Laureate, Corvallis poet Peter Sears. He's earned awards ranging from the Western States Book Award for Poetry to Oregon State Library naming his collection The Brink as one of Oregon's best 150 books. He'll have a new collection out in 2014 called Small Talk, New and Selected Poems. He was also the founder of Oregon's Literary Coalition and has earned many accolades for his community work in the writing world. He joins me at KLCC by phone. Thanks for taking a few minutes today, Peter.
Thank you.
Well, first, congratulations on your new position as Poet Laureate.
Thank you. I'm honored.
What are your goals in your own approach to being Poet Laureate?
Well, in the first place, I follow a group of other people. And for whatever flexibility they have a primary, you know, allegiance to the role of the appointment that they represent poetry across the state in whatever form that takes. So there's first the embodiment, the symbolic importance and support that that means to people, especially people who want to draw something from themselves. They're not quite sure how to do it. Poetry is a wonderful means. So that's the embodiment part. But then secondly, there's the service part, and that is, you know, what are you actually going to do and how, you know, sensitively are you going to respond to the requests? They can be all sorts of things. And I have a project that I'm bringing to the position that I'm excited about. I want to try to expand the program to include a greater global linguistic community base. There's all sorts of languages in Oregon, and there are groups and communities. There's people working in other languages, and I want to include them in my readings, number one. And secondly, I'd like to include them through enhancing the website.
Talk about the role of imagination in poetry and in the project that you're bringing.
The role of imagination is primary to me because it's usually dropped in the development of people, you know, as students and whatnot. In other words, I'm not just talking about the arts per se, the means of expression that's given to kids, but just to encourage them to, number one, think for themselves and be inventive and be respectful of that, but also to try to go into themselves a little bit and bring out their specialness. And I think through the imagination, it's especially important as you go on in life. As you go on in life and you're trying to reach some sort of, what is it exactly that you're trying? I don't know. You're going to new places. And when you get in there in writing, you don't know where you are, and you're freer to go on and do other things, reach other places. And very often people say about their writing that they didn't know where they were going to go until they went there. And that usually means that they're hitting new territory.
What sort of events do you imagine taking out on the road in this new role that you have?
Number one would be a reading where you come to a place, because that gives you a chance to present poetry, both your own, other people's, and to include people of greater diversity with you. And I would be looking for people who not only read in another language, but write in another language and perhaps can translate their stuff and have translated it. That could be interesting, and there's a way there for an audience to touch into it.
You're following up a very fine poet in this Poet Laureate position, Paula Ann Peterson. Talk about the inspiration you draw from her in that regard.
I know Paula Ann well, and she's really remarkable. She has great integrity and patience. She knows what she's talking about, and she brings it to people in a way that they can receive it. They're not intimidated. They're not necessarily indulged. They're given an opportunity. And that's really important. She's done it all over Oregon. She has just been indefatigable. It's quite a challenge to follow. It's great. It's wonderful. I'm just, you know, I'm a different person. I bring a different sort of approach to it. But the main thing is to get out there to the people and you know, kind of reflect them back to themselves.
You will have a new collection coming out this year, Small Talk, New and Selected Poems.
It's very exciting. It's from Lynx House Press. New and Selected Poems is a big deal for a poet. Sort of sometimes becomes the book that people have representing your work. It'd be nice to take it on the road. You know, I also want to take the poems, a couple of poems by, you know, five or six contemporary poets. There are a lot of people who could be a poet laureate. They write well, they would represent it well. So I want to take a couple of poems by a number of people and read, you know, say one of them in a reading. Just mentioning their name and reading one poem is a nice kind of sharing.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of the same notion as working with community representatives. The danger of the poet laureate position is that the person becomes sort of singular, perhaps eccentric. The position kind of encourages it in a way. You know, you're sort of left to your own devices. So the more you can participate, the more you are responding to other people and representing other people.
Well, I really appreciate all the service that you already have done in the world of poetry and teaching, and all the service that you will do in the role of Poet Laureate.
Thank you.
Peter Sears, recently selected to become Oregon's 7th Poet Laureate. His new book, Small Talk, New and Selected Poems, will be out later in 2014. More about the Poet Laureate position via OregonPoetLaureate.org, and more information about Peter Sears at PeterSears.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.